We begin this morning by remembering a Las Vegas comedy legend. Steve Rossi died on Sunday after a fight with cancer. He was the straight man in the comedy duo of Allen and Rossi. Here is a small part of their routine when they were first becoming national comedy stars on The Gary Moore Show.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet some famous personalities. Here's the fella who discovered America.
Hello there.
Sir, what is your name?
My name, Christopher Columbus.
Oh, I see. Well, when were you born?
On Columbus Day.
Steve Rossi and Marty Allen. They were not only big television stars, they were regulars at clubs and showrooms on the Strip. And joining us now to talk about Steve Rossi's career is Las Vegas Sun entertainment writer John Katzlamides. John, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
How would you describe the comedy of Steve Rossi and Marty Allen?
The first word that springs to mind is shtick. You had Steve Rossi as the classic straight man. He was tall, telegenic. He could sing very well. He was very composed. And then you had Marty Allen, who was a troll doll come to life and wacky, nutty, you know, and there's a lot of shtick. And you heard an example of it there. You know, he did all the wise cracks, and Steve was the one who held the rudder.
Well, as you could certainly attest from your knowledge of comedy, like being a straight man is a great skill. Doesn't mm-hmm. seem like it. But when you look at even Johnny Carson, for so many comedians on his show, is a great straight man. George Burns was mm-hmm. one of the great straight men. And Steve Rossi mm-hmm. was a really, really good one,
It's
too.
It's all about a glance. It's how you use the quiet time. It's how you clear your throat at the right moment. It's how you nod. I mean, it's all these almost unspoken mannerisms that help carry the bit.
You spoke with Marty Allen, who still mm-hmm. lives here in Las Vegas. What did he say about his old partner?
Marty was very affected, even though this was not unexpected. Steve had been ill for a period of time, and everybody knew when he went into hospice that he was not going to come out of hospice. But he said it was, his words to me, he was a wonderful talent, but a wonderful man. And he also said that people didn't realize how much versatility Steve Rossi had as an entertainer. He was a great singer. And he could be funny as a stand-up on his own, very funny.
Well, speaking of singing, as you say, he also sang. And here's a little bit of music from that same appearance years ago on The Gary Moore Show.
Not bad, huh?
He was a darn good singer.
Very cool. You know, within the last year, I was reminded after I wrote the story that appeared that will appear in the paper today and is already online. Steve was on stage at the Golden Nugget at the Rush Lounge unannounced. He has a friend who has a band called Rock This Town. It's fronted by Harry Shahoyan, who's also an Elvis impressionist in town, oddly enough. And Steve went in there one night a few months ago, and they invited him to come up on stage, and he sang with this little rock and roll band and just loved it. You know, he was in there in the lounge at the Golden Nugget.
So how will Steve Rossi be remembered?
You know, I think he'll be remembered fondly as kind of an example of a version of a form of entertainment that isn't around anymore, at least around in that way. You have pairings of entertainers like Penn and Teller. These days, it's just too difficult for many, many reasons to get two people to be at the same level of fame at the same time who are willing to share and divide up the empire. And I think Steve Rossi was one who... Now, Steve had a great deal of confidence, don't get me wrong, and he really understood his legend, the legendary Steve Rossi's his website name and his Twitter name. But he understood when to be, what role to play in whatever configuration he was in. With Allen and Rossi, he was the straight man. And for somebody who had his kind of chops and his kind of natural humor and his kind of self-confidence, that's a lot to sacrifice for the greater whole. And you just don't see that very much anymore.
John Katzlamides writes about entertainment for the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly, and he's also the co-host of Katz with the Dish on KUNV. Katz, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.